Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, what's joining us on our SDCCU fan hotline? As I said, he's our 97.3 The Fan Padres insider from MLB.com. AJ Cassaville is back with us. Haven't chatted with AJ in about a week and a half. Just massive changes with the Padres since then, right, AJ?
Yeah, not a whole lot different aside from the fact that everyone is everyone's kind of scattered all over the place. I'm not sure when the last time we chatted was, but I think it was at the very beginning of all this, and it's just wild to think how different things have changed in that time.
Well, the end, AJ, of the Gordon Beckham era is upon us here in San Diego. You know, we failed to mention, Ben, Friday, Esteban Quiroz went over to the Tampa Bay Rays as part of the Tommy Pham deal.
The PTBNL.
PTBNL.
The player to be named later.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, we watched him, AJ, in the, you know, shortened spring training. Everybody was impressed with him. I think that's a nice little pickup for Tampa Bay. He'd be a nice little guy off the bench for them, potentially.
Yeah, and there's some guys in the Padres organization that I think really liked him, and that when, I mean, in order to pull off a trade, you have to give up quality to get quality. I think AJ Preller has said that on literally every single trade conference call we've ever had following a trade. And so in order to get what they got in Tommy Pham and Jake Cronenworth, the PTBNL was part of it. And that's Quiroz, who I think, I mean, he's obviously older for some prospects, but he kind of had a unique path to get where he is, playing for so long in Mexico before playing professional ball in the United States. And so I think there's some upside, but at the end of the day, I mean, he's not an impact bat, and he's probably just ceiling-wise at most a utility guy in the infield with a high on-base percentage ceiling, though.
As for the Gordon Beckham move, I mean, not that we expected him to make the team, but I assume this is actually something that he would want at this point, the freedom to be able to make kind of decisions going forward as opposed to being locked in on a roster that he wasn't going to make anyway at the end of spring training.
Yeah, and I think he's an interesting case or kind of tells a larger story of just the way this – I mean, obviously there's way more pressing issues, but one of the things that the coronavirus has done to baseball is throw off the start of the season, and a lot of these guys have opt-outs right before the start of the season. And so some of them extend their opt-outs and try and I guess – figure out later when that opt-out will be, but in his case, it was pretty clear that he wasn't going to make the team, and so, I mean, at that point, you just kind of, you go about things and figure out a different spot, because I think in the Padres infield, it was probably coming down to three, maybe four guys, and Gordon Beckham wasn't going to be one of them, and so when you see the writing on the wall, you figure things out when you can, whenever we can figure things out. I think there's a lot of uncertainty right now, obviously.
Talking to AJ Cassaville, he is our 97.3 The Fan Padres insider and just all around great guy, AJ.
Now inside more than ever.
Yes, insider being an accurate
that's
term.
Right. I didn't realize I was such an activist.
It's,
being the Padres
yes,
insider,
God, you're like the best
you
insider.
You can all be Padres insiders too.
Let's everybody be Padres insiders by staying inside. AJ, wanted to ask you this, and forgive me, I'm unclear. Are they? I know that there's been some group workouts, two or three guys down at Petco Park. But do you have any insight as to communication going on with the team? I mean, are they doing friggin' Zoom meetings like everybody else? Is Jace checking in on the guys? Have you talked to the Skip and find out how he's dealing with this? I'd just be interested to hear kind of what they're doing, how they've amended their plans.
Yeah, it's been a little bit since I've checked in with some of those guys, but on the front office coaching staff side, I think they're talking regularly, even if not in person, and with scheduled meetings and trying to figure some things out and obviously putting contingencies in place, and same's going on with the front office. Player-wise, it's all very informal. And so, obviously there's nothing mandatory, Petco Park has been open to workout, but there's nothing mandatory about those workouts. And so I think players are trying to strike the right balance between, I guess, seeing where they can get their best work in, but also at the same time staying safe. And they've been trying to walk that line. And I think the Padres have put some precautions in to make sure that their players are doing that. And I mean, I think it's, for the most part, it's just a wait and see. We don't know what's going to happen next. And so a lot of these, yes, the players are being checked in on by the coaching staff, but a lot of the content of those discussions, I think, is just stay as fresh as you can without overexerting yourself, because once this thing gets started again, it's going to take probably a little bit of time to get ramped up.
AJ, we found out in the past few days that the draft may look very different this summer. Going to delay it from its usual early June date, maybe shorten to as few as five rounds because of the, you know, less ability to scout. There's no high school seniors playing baseball right now. College juniors, they're all sitting down as well, which means a lot less information. Now, AJ Preller has been, you know, obviously he's built a lot of this Padres farm system through good drafts. What do you see? What's your vision of what this may look like going forward and how it's going to impact AJ Preller and the Padres?
Yeah, I'm sure it throws things into a lot of, I don't want to say disarray, but just into it changes a lot, because the draft is, and the whole Padres front office will tell you this, it's a year-round process. And so they've done a lot of their work already for the upcoming draft, and you do that work with the intention of signing guys for X number of dollars with this bonus pool for 40 rounds, and a lot of that changes depending on the number of rounds. And if you notice, they didn't say the draft would be five rounds. They said the draft will be, they have the option of taking it down. So I think there's a lot of uncertainty regarding when the draft will be, how long it'll be, what the bonus numbers will look like, which obviously affects who you draft, because you don't want to draft someone who would then turn you down and go to college, or, I mean, maybe you do, but it changes the valuation on them. And so I think there's just a lot of, and I know some of the draft people haven't gotten in touch with them recently since the news, but it changes pretty much everything that they've done in the last 9 months. That's not to say they can't adjust. Every single team in baseball has to adjust, but it just changes the entirety of how you evaluate players and how you, I mean, the top five rounds probably wouldn't be all that different, but now it's just another wrench into the plans for the Padres front office.
Talking to AJ Casswell here on Ben and Woods this morning. And, you know, it's going to be weird, the shortened season, if in fact that happens at all. But have you thought at all, AJ, about what happens with a team like the Padres that, you know, you never, AJ Preller is never satisfied. He's never happy, always looking to upgrade the roster. You know, a guy like Frankie Lindor will probably lose a year of free agency if there is no season next year. Have you thought about what that's going to look like? And how active do you think the Padres will be in trying to change the team if there is a shortened season or starting next year?
It's an interesting question. I would think that a lot of teams that have maybe some volatility, like I think the Padres do, and Padres could, I mean, if we're playing 162 games, they could probably finish anywhere from low 70s to high 80s. And so that's a pretty big gap from maybe bottom of the division to legitimate contender for a wild card spot. And so those kind of teams, when you shorten the season, well, that variance is even more pronounced, I think. And then maybe you take some chances as a result. And so I think, I mean, obviously, with the roster freeze, we're not going to get anything of significance until things change. But yeah. I think there is some incentive for the Padres to enter the season with a, you know what? Let's see where this goes. If the season is only, I don't know, 100 games or X number of games, maybe we take a shot at it, because there. I mean, you don't have to sustain a 162 game grind. If you can get out to that fast start and sustain it for however long the season is, if it's half the season, 81 games or whatever, then all of a sudden you've put yourself in a playoff race, seemingly. So I would guess, and this is pure guesswork, that certain teams like the Padres, and off the top of my head I can't think of many others, but teams that are in the same position as the Padres, maybe the Diamondbacks, you want to go for it when you have a shortened season. You have a little bit of a better chance to capitalize on that volatility.
Now, AJ, the really important question: when baseball does come back, and I'm going to hope it comes back this season, and they have to tune up again with, you know, an abbreviated sort of spring training to get ready, 2 or 3 weeks. If they play any exhibition games, will those count in the Cactus League standings? Could the Padres still win that Cactus League title? Because when they all shut it down, they were a half game behind the Oakland A's for that big crown they were searching after. I want those games to count in the Cactus League standings.
I think you need a new name.
Well,
I don't think it's Cactus League anymore.
It can't be.
Let's count them as regular season wins. How about that? Let's just, whatever they did, that's where we start the season at. And I'll gladly take the Padres record to start the season because we need something. We need some sort of advantage here, AJ.
Well, and then you can just replay back all those games because no one knows what happened in any of them. I couldn't even tell you who won half those games, so we could just watch them and pretend that they're regular.
Oh, I would be in. I would watch a spring training game so hard right now. You have no idea. Hard.
Is our Padres, 97.3 The Fan Padres insider, staying inside during the coronavirus. It is AJ Cassavell. AJ, appreciate it.
Yes, stay safe, guys.
Thanks, brother.
AJ appearing in our SDCCU fan hotline. SDCCU remains open. Rest assured, your funds are federally insured by the NCUA. For details or to find a branch open near you, visit sdccu.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.